You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
Do you realize that there are three extraordinary threats facing the world today? Three extraordinary threats facing the world today. Some would say the very first thing, the threat, probably the very main issue of the threats of all threats, would be the financial crisis. Guess what? It doesn't even count among the three. It has not something to do with finances, economy. It has something to do with this, all right? Number three, top three, but I would like to start with number three, going to number one. The number three threat is what you call the threat of an annihilation of a nuclear accident or disaster. All right? The world is facing a threat. In fact, it's ongoing today that I want to encourage everyone to pray, especially with Korea and the United States and the nearby nations, that Korea's leader is threatening the U.S. and Japan and the others, all right, that they would launch a missile to annihilate a nation. That is a threat. And that is number three. And so I'm asking you, all right, I don't know what kind of a leader this young guy in Korea is, Kim Jong-un. He's very young, all right? He might be insecure. He wants to impress. He wants to do something great, more than the legacy, his dad, his grandfather. So it's a major threat. And let's all pray that there will be a prevention of a nuclear holocaust. Second is the worldwide plague or ecological catastrophe, like AIDS, probably, like all this sickness that will happen. Probably there's a big tidal wave, a tsunami, or ecologically, that the big disaster, earthquake, that sabay-sabay biglang the whole nation, just like 2012. But we all know that's a hoax, all right? It's not biblical. So if you're a Malayan believer, sorry for you. I hope you've turned to Christ. It's a threat, a big threat. The very first one, as an extraordinary threat in the world that we face today, guess what? Do you have any idea? It is a deepening leadership crisis. In other words, the most urgent, dangerous global threat that we face today is the kind of leader that every nation, that every family, every community, every regions or organizations that these guys represent. And that is a big threat. And the question is, why is it a big threat today? And that's why the purpose of this preaching in the next 3 weeks is for us to focus on what the Word of God says pertaining to leadership, that it's really not about position, it's not about popularity, but it is something that we need to aspire of being someone who is worth following. Everybody say this with me, someone who is worth following. I want to ask a question to you today. Can I get a microphone, please? Some of you, why would you follow a leader? What's the very reason that you follow a leader? Can I hear from you today? Maybe three or four people. Bakit ba sumusunod sa isang leader? Ano ba merong leader na to kung bakit ka sumusunod? Pwede bang mag-asa inyo? Laks na, smile naman po kayo dyan. Tingnan niyo po ako. Hindi ko kayo kakagatin. Please. Ma'am, tingnan niyo po ako. Ba't nakatingin kayo? Okay. Sige, tanungin natin. Hanap tayo ng guwaping. Guwapo. Alright. Ako makitang guwapo. Ito si sir, mukhang guwapo to eh. Mukhang guwapo kayo sir, pero okay lang ba? Para tayo nakasalamin. Alright. Pero mukhang mas kuya ko kayo. Alright. Ano pong pangalan niyo sir? Excuse me lang, okay lang ba? Okay. Ano pong pangalan niyo?
I think you know me, Pastor.
Do I know you? Okay, they know, but they don't know you.
I'm June Sambalilo. I'm living here in Cainta.
Ah, you're living in Cainta. Tinatanong ko lang yung pangalan nyo, pero sinabi nyo na yung address nyo kagad. Bakit po? Okay. June, okay. Para sa'yo, pare. Why would you follow a leader?
Well, for me, I follow a leader because I believe if he's right, I will follow him.
If he's right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because being a good leader is a good model. So I think
very good.
He's the one to look up to.
Wow, great. Can I ask who's your favorite leader? Wag ako, ah. Wag ako. Sinasabi ko na sa'yo. Alam ko na yung sasabihin mo.
And spiritual chew, Pastor.
Sabi ko sa'yo, guard palabas nga ito. Okay, then. Aside from spiritual, any
favorite leader? Yeah. Sa local po, ha? Ninoy
local.
Aquino.
Ninoy, grabe.
Then sa abroad.
Talaga? Sino sa abroad?
Si Menachem Begin.
Wow, Menachem Begin. No. Alam mo, bro, bata pa lang ako noon, si Menachem Begin. Okay, president ng Israel. Kilala mo ba si Menachem Begin? Hindi mo inabutan yun. All right. Hanap tayo ng isang magiting na... Uy, ba't may... Sino? Sino ang binavolunteer mo? Jess. Sino si Jess? Jess. Sino sa inyo si Jess? Huwag kayong magturuan. Okay, bawal maglay, ha? Ikaw si Jess. Jess. Ba't nakapang... Taga-Russia ka ba? Ba't... Spain pala, sorry ah. Okay, Spain pala. Wala ko Russia kasi may pula. Okay. Jess, tama ba Jess? Jess, sino yung... But why would you follow a leader?
Pag nakikita ko namang tama yung... Ay, hindi. Pag magaling naman siya.
Magaling. Tama yung ginagawa. Magaling, pina-follow mo. Sino yung favorite leader mo?
Si Pinoy.
Pinoy? Bakit si Pinoy?
Magaling.
Magaling nga. Yun eh. Ano naman? Magaling ba si Pinoy? Alright. Try to. Sabi niya, si Ninoy. Okay, tama. Si Pinoy, magaling. Hanap tayo ng bebot. Alright? Okay lang ba? Hanap tayo ng sister. Okay, sorry po. Kamamaya, pastumble kayo. Alright. Hello. What's your name? Anong pangalam niya po?
Donna.
Okay. Donna. Saan ka nag-work, Donna?
Pharmaceutical company.
May boss ka?
Meron.
Oh. Okay lang sa'yo yung boss mo?
Okay naman.
Okay. Mahusay na leader?
Mahusay.
Okay. Na. Tamang leader ba siya? Parang sinabi nila?
Opo.
Okay. Pero bakit ka sumusunod? Hindi yung boss mo. Sumusunod sa isang leader. Ano kayang reason?
Kasi ano, may respect ako sa kanya.
Respeto.
Respeto.
Sino yung fina-follow mo leader na favorite mo na may respeto ka?
Siguro ano, yung boss ko. Or
boss mo. Si boss nga. Anong pangalan ng boss mo?
No.
Ano yan? Ano kayo pangalan? May pangalan. Ah, wala sa pangalan. Ano, may pangalan
meron.
Naman. Ah, meron. Oh.
Marian Liad, yung general manager na.
General. So, say yun, you're referring to Marian.
Immediate boss.
Grabe. Ha? Ano yan? Nandito ba siya, si Marian?
Wala.
Okay, wala. Ayos. Kala ko Martin eh. Marian. Okay, Marian. Great. You know, we all have our favorite leaders to follow, remember? Okay? We're in our own lives. And I think somewhere or the other, the leaders that you mentioned, your favorites, are the ones that somehow has touched you personally. You might not know them, but the way they live, the way their action speaks really touch you. And basically, there's a need for us to understand that there's a big difference about the world's perspective, about the world's view, about the world's attitude towards a specific leader as compared to what the Bible teaches us. When we say the world's view, how does the world's view about leadership? Number one, the first piece, what you call positional or position. In this world, a lot of people will not function well in leadership apart from position. And somehow, they'll do everything they can for them to jack up to that position because they know how powerful, influential a person is when you're in a position, isn't it? That's why, ito na naman po, may election na naman tayo. They'll do everything they can to be in the position. Am I right? And people will go to you, they will talk to you, they will present everything, they'll win you over for them in that position in office. They'll go to the extra mile for them to be in that position. But let me tell you, my friends, leadership is not about aspiring for a position, but it is about aspiring to be someone who is worth following. If you're here today, if you're young people, if you're youth, I just want to let you understand, it is not about position that the world understand about leadership. For them to function and serve in leadership, kailangan maging ganito ka. Kailangan mayor ka. Kailangan may position ka na ganito. Hindi po ganun yun. The same goes with us. Even here spiritually, it has nothing to do with me being a pastor. Are you here with me? Secondly, it's about popularity. People want to be well known. They want to be famous. They want the world to know that they have this kind of talent. They have face value. All right, that they'll do everything they can. And sometimes our view of leadership, if they're talented, they have face value. All right, you've seen them here and there, very popular, very powerful, energetic, can dance, can do whatever stuff they can. Guess what? That person is qualified to be a leader because he's popular. Wrong. Leadership is not about popularity contest. You get a point. This is not about who's the big names in town, the big guns. It's not about popularity. Let's not go for popularity or position. That's what the world will tell us. It's not about personality, the next P. Meaning charisma. They're very good with people. Magaling magsalita. Talagang panagsalita. Talagang wow! English, Tagalog, kuhang-kuha, capture na capture. Talagang woo, super convincing. You got me there, man. I'm going to vote for you. You're my kind of leader. You speak so well. You're the man. Galing magpaikot. Galing mambola. All right? And somehow, because of these traits, we go for that kind of person. Ang lakas ng loob. Ang galing umarte. Folks, listen. It is not just about charisma. Yes, we got to know somehow there's such skill as people skills. That you got to know how to think, empathize, sympathize with people. But it's not just all about leadership. Leadership is not about the greatest, but who is the least in the kingdom of God. God never sees who's the greatest among you. Why are you greatest? Because you speak well, you're good at people, oh, your personalities, whoo. And guess what? In the world today, they'll ask you what kind of personality you are for you to be accepted, isn't it? That's the world's ways. Next one is what you call prestige, where we get the word influence. A guy says that leadership is about influence. Well, it's not all about influence. And it's not biblical. Leadership is not all about influence. Yes, in some ways, do you realize that an introvert person, quiet, doesn't talk too much, every person who has that kind of personality somehow in his lifetime will able to influence 10,000 people. A person who doesn't talk. How much more those people who have good personalities? But this isn't about leadership. Maybe you are influential, but that doesn't mean that you are a leader. Do you get the point? Leadership is not just about influence. It's about having the right attitude. Later on, we're going to expound on that. Leadership, as they say, is about power. What's the world's view? It means control, authority, force. They have money, they have wealth, they have connections, they have the guns. They coerce, they intimidate people. They come in as hot shots. We are the man here. We are the families here from generations to generations. You don't have the choice. We own this land. We own this city. We own this town. We own this office. You don't have any choice. We are the ones ruling. Let me tell you, it's not about, there's a saying that goes, whoever has the power is first. Well, here's what the Word of God says. Leadership is not about who is first, but leadership is about who is the last. Are you here with me? The world will say it's about the perks and privileges. The right to have access to funds. The benefits. The dealings that we can get, and nobody can do it except the leader himself. That's why there will be under the table deals, they will ask a certain percentage, eh yung for the boys. Eh yung, what about ako, nagbigay sa'yo ng deal na to, itong nagbukas ng pinto para sa'yo. What about that? Guess what? People say, if you're in leadership, you'll have those. We get this word lately from a senator about this word, EPAL. Have you heard about that? Well, EPAL is, what is EPAL means? EPAL is where we get, it's a slang word where we get the word mapapel. Mapapel, EPAL ka. All right? It's a Filipino term for attention grabbers. Attention scene stealers, attention seekers, people who crave for a role in affairs that are not necessarily theirs to handle or decide. They would come in as if that's their role, that's their job. But the whole point is, because they are in position of leadership, they're going to take advantage of that. Why does the world have this kind of notion, views, attitude about leadership? And somehow we accepted it. And maybe for us, we have that kind of attitude regarding leadership. Why is that? Well, here's the reason why. In verse 3, it says here, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourself. Here's the underlying reason why people have that kind of leadership. The world has that kind of leadership. The bottom line is, it is about what? Selfish ambition. Means electioneering or intriguing for office. It's about what I want, not really what others want. It's not really what my mom, my parents want. It's what I want, where I want to gain access, the benefits, all these privileges and perks, all this power that a man can get. I want it. That's why I got all this peace with me. You understand the point? The Bible says, do nothing out of selfishness to promote and exalt yourself. Ano sa totoo lang, hindi ho natin kailangan maging leader para makita natin yung totoong sitwasyon. Katulad lang, na kailangan natin luminya. That we have to fall in line. You gotta do, find everything you can in order for you to cut that line and be the first. Hello? Like driving probably in the pedestrian. That I'm just so, it's a mind-blowing in the States when they see someone is about to cross the road. Guess what? It's everyone. They will stop and let the person, people, come and cross. But for us, whether it's parking, it's coming here just today. You know what? I was offended. I was really offended. I said, God, deal with my pride. Okay, I was praying for someone whom someone broke to his house, all right, got some of his stuff. And when I heard about a guy was attending 3 p.m. What happened? Oh, really? I was there in the parking lot. So I was praying. So I had my keys with me with a Swiss knife, all right? And the guard was there. I was praying, Lord, I just pray. All right, see ya. When I get in, sorry, sir, you can't come in with that. Parati kong ano, dinadala to. No, sir, I'm sorry. Hindi ka pwede pumasok, sir. Gusto ko sabihin, pastor ako, hindi naman ako mamamatay tao, no? You know what? All right. He's in authority. All right? He's in authority. He's a security guard. And that's an order. I don't like, okay, the way he talked to me. All right, fine. That's okay. But I'm going to come down, get back to my car, put the Swiss knife inside, and get back. And I said, Lord, I don't like this guard. I really don't like. But that's okay. I'm not going to use my right for me to get my way in and shout at him and say, do you know who you're talking to? Pastor, Pag sabihin sa akin, ano kaya kung pastor ka? Dapat nga mag-example ka. Hello? Getting inside the elevator. All right. Have you been in the elevator going up on the fourth floor? And then all of these guys coming in, na parang nandun ka na. Okay. If it's a lady, it's fine. But the whole point is, we want to be first. We want to have the privilege of getting what we want. And we don't want to be the last. Why people give in to all this mess and temptation? Because it boils down to selfishness. Are you here with me? In fact, another thing is that not just selfish ambition, but vain conceit. Everybody say vain conceit. Conceit is pride, vain glory, vanity, self-importance, arrogance, big-headedness, ang laki na ng ulo. Talking, thinking that you are far more important than others. Sometimes you measure up. We try to brand others based on economic backgrounds, based on education. Where are you from? Oh, you're from Ateneo? You're from UST? Well, there are only two schools. It's UP and the others. Am I right? UP? Somehow, di ba ganun yung mentality eh? We try to brand one another based on, tingnan mo nga, oops. And you know that's pride. Based on all your achievements. Eh, mas maputi naman ako dyan. Tingnan mo naman si Brando saka ako. Mas puti ako dyan. Mas magaling naman ako dyan. Oh, ako, may ganito akong number victory groups. Siya ba? Ako, nagsaserve ako 9-11-1. Siya. Wala nga eh. Vain conceit, you're thinking you're more important than yourself. The center of attraction is yourself. Guard, you gotta let me come in, man. I've been serving. I've been part of this. There's a sense of entitlement, thinking, antagal mo na rito, thinking that you've been there for years, you've been one of the senior members. So what? You know, I told my staff, I will never come into that room. That room was meant for pastors who's coming late. They said, I'm not going to come in. I want to take that big door there because I don't want people to think that we are more important, that we are more highly pastors. They're just members. No, we are in the same league and we want to get rid of entitlement. What's the bottom line? Self-glorification. Everybody say self-glorification. It's about you. We all want that privileges, the power. It's about me. But here's what the Bible says in verse 3. In humility, consider others better. Everybody say others. Each of you should not look onto your own interest, but also to the interest of others. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. The word there is others, for others' benefit, for others' service, for others' sake, for your development. How could we have service to you in order for you to be inconvenienced? How can we be service to you in order for me to help you bring to the next level of your leadership, your own lives, whatever situation, your marriages, as a parent, as a leader, as a servant, how can we serve you for your benefit? And it's not about us. It's about for the welfare of others. Are you here with me? In fact, NLT, New Living Translation says in verse 3 to 5, don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves. Don't look out only for your own interests, but take the interest in others too. You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. Do you realize that the word mind, minds, or minded, mentioned 11 times in this letter alone, highlighting the attitude towards our lifestyle, towards our own leadership capacity. Let's go back to that word attitude, that we have to have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. The Greek word of that word attitude is so important. It's where we get the word phroneo, which means to exercise in our minds, have a sentiment, opinion, to be mentally disposed in a certain direction, to interest oneself in with concern. Interest oneself in with concern. Attitude expresses one's view, understanding, thinking. In other words, it's a state of mind. Your mindset, the way you look at things mentally. Here's the point. The Bible says we have the same attitude of Christ. The way Christ looked at things mentally, is that the same attitude that we need to have? In order for this life, for me, it's not about being successful, my friend. It's about what God wants. I need to have the mind of Christ. Whether I get discomfort, whether I'm not satisfied, Lord, I want your mind. I want this attitude being placed in my mind. In other words, in other translation, you know what it says? You have the mind of Christ. Attitude is so important. That your attitude will determine the kind of person and the leader you are. Everything about that is seen around you, your personality, your reaction speaks right here, your mind. And that needs to change. Lord, we want to have the attitude of Christ. John Maxwell, a pastor and a leadership author, once says, our attitude determines our altitude. If you want to go higher, we need to have the mind of Christ. And I want to say this and submit to you. Not everything that he says, I agree. Everybody listen up. This is not about having a positive attitude. Okay lang, positive parate. Okay lang, ito pag-iisip natin. Huwag natin isipin na ganyan, kailangan positive lahat ang outlook natin. No, no. This is not about having a positive outlook. This is about having the attitude of Christ. Are you here with me? The Bible tells us, consider others better. In our mind, in the minds of the world, it's not like that. And you know what I'm saying. But in the eyes of Christ, in His mind, in His mindset, His view, His attitude, it has something to do with others. Are you here with me? Some of you mentioned great leaders. Ninoy. Pinoy. Cory Aquino. Maybe Jesse Robredo. Am I right? These are all greats. These are all, wow, giants. Woo! They've done so much. Guess what? Their thinking is this, isn't it? It's for the others. Tama? Diba they serve for the benefit of the greater good, of the greater Filipinos. In fact, Ninoy Aquino, okay, was assassinated, and that opened the minds of the silent majority to stand up and speak this time for what is right, and everybody was against the government. Remember that? I was so young that time. I was in my first year when that happened, back in 1983. He died for a certain cause. Cory Aquino did something. She restored democracy. Jesse Robredo, all right, was thinking about family. Yeah, in the midst of storm. No way. I'm going to ride that plane. I'm going to go back to attend my daughter's graduation, no matter what. He was thinking about family, priority. He went in, plane crash. Ooh, what he was done in, was it in Naga, right? Somewhere. Was that? Masbate? It's overwhelming. He was one with the people. But here's the point. All these guys are great. It's about the others. It's about thinking for the benefit of the greater good, for the Filipino people. Am I right? But I have a question to make right now. What's the difference between Jesse Robredo, Cory Aquino, Ninoy Aquino, and the rest compared to Christ? If we're saying it's about, but sila rin ha, di ba? Nag-serve sila, naging leader sila, pero iniisip din nila yung kapakanan ng sambayanan, di ba? Iniisip nila yung for your own development, for your own benefit, for your own sake, am I right? But what's the difference? Why are we talking about this? What's the difference between them and Christ? That's the whole point. Have you ever thought of that? Well, here's the difference. In the text that we read, the last seven words of verse 11, Philippians chapter 2, verse 11, the last seven words, here's what it says. The difference with Christ. That's why he was exalted, that every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. The last seven words, it says here, to the glory of God the Father. Their underlying reason for serving was for the benefit of the others. Great. Whoosh, I salute them. But for Christ Jesus, he was thinking, yeah, it's for the development of others. But what's the whole point? The whole point is this. He became a leader and someone worth following because what he did, the underlying reason, the bedrock of why he exists and he came, Lord, there's no other but to the glory of God the Father. And you might be here today serving in that capacity of leadership, knowing that you can make a difference. Folks, listen, the big difference is we can have the same mindset, the same attitude as of Christ. How? Lord, I'm here to glorify you. I might not have those privileges and perks. It doesn't matter anyhow. It's not about me. It's about you. I want to honor you, Lord. I want to glorify you. Lord, things might not get right as of now. It doesn't matter, Lord. But I'm going to stick it out. I'm going to honor and glorify you. When the majority says yes, they're dishonest, they're doing fraud, they're doing illegalities, Lord, I want to honor you and glorify you. I want to say no. That's the big difference of those people who are serving and those people who have the same mindset, same attitude of Christ. Think about this. Can you imagine what kind of a family that God wants to transform if we have the same mindset as that of Christ? Can you imagine what kind of community that we're all part of here if we have the same attitude and perspective and mindset as that of Christ Jesus? Can you imagine the destiny of the Philippines if men and women would have the same attitude, perspective, mindset, outlook in life as that of Christ Jesus? Can you imagine the impact that this nation, our families, our children will ever experience if we all have the same attitude and mindset as that of Christ Jesus? It's all for the glory of God. There was this family who was so rich that they started to build buildings, huge buildings here and there in the metropolis. They are the Rojases. They own the city land, all right? And during the time of the 80s and early 90s, every time they build a building, they put their names on top of those buildings that they build, put their names on. But back in 1992, something happened. There was an economic crush, a downfall of some of these gigantic rich guys that their business went down. It was like a suicidal. It was like a crash with their business. And yet, guess what? They're all Christians. They were Christians serving God in church. But they're doing something that doesn't glorify God. And when they realize, man, we're Christians, but the underlying reason for their business was for their namesake, for the glory of their name, their family. God was teaching them. They said, we will never do this again. Lord, no matter what, we will change the course of the way we build buildings. We're going to put the name there and says, in God we trust. That's why every time you see a building that has a name there, in God we trust, it's owned by CityLand because they made a decision. Lord, no matter what, whether we're going up, we're going okay, we're going down, it doesn't matter. What matters is let our lives, our business, our family's heart and desire to honor God and glorify God. And because of that, we're going to put there, in God we trust. Have you ever been praised, recognized? Have you ever been clapped by people? And people would come to you and say, galing mo ah. Ano, grabe, galing mo kumanta. Galing nung ginawa mo. Galing mo mag-preach, ang galing mo. Ito yung ginawa mo. You know, sometimes how people react? Si God eh. Glory to God. You know, I just want to say this. Maybe that's false humility. Galing mo, pastor. Si God eh. Galing ni Martin. Si God yun, hindi isa mo. Do you know what? That's false humility. You can say, wow, thank you. Wow, thank you. Deep inside you, you don't have to say glory to God. God knows. You might say glory to God, praise Him, but deep within you, we all have talents. You all have strengths. God's favor is upon us. The blessing of God is upon us. That's why I made a decision, Lord God, the growth of this church has nothing to do with me. People would say, great man, it's your leadership. No, I'm not just a leader. We are a leadership team with this victory group leaders and coaches. I have to guard myself. Why? Because we're here. We are all here to breathe for God's glory. And only Him will receive all the glory in all our lives. Are you with me here? I want to give you the distinction once again. The world's viewpoint, the world's attitude is this. P6. I call that P6. Popularity, position, personality, prestige, power, parts, perks and privileges. Why? Why do they think that way? Why does the world think that way? It's all about me. Self-exaltation, self-glorification. They're not going to say that. I'm telling you. They will not admit it. But the cry of their heart. Whew. But here's Christ's attitude. Christ's attitude is what? Others first. Why others first? Pwede naman tayo others first eh, di ba? Pero it can be our glory. It could be our honor. It could be my way, my talent, my power, my strength. Ako'y gumawa nito. Galing ko. Ako yung nag-fix nito lahat. But for Christ's attitude, others first. Why? Lord, thank you. It's all for the glory of God. Can I hear a big amen to that? Amen. Here's the main point. Our leadership attitude should be of Christ because it's all for the glory of God that we put others first. Folks, we could put others first, but I don't want to say that. Everybody can do that. But here's what I'm going to say. The way Jesus did it, His leadership attitude is what? Because it's all for the glory of God. Let's think of people. Let's think of others. Let's think of the next generation. Let's think of the lost. Let's think of our neighbors. Let's think of others. And may God deal with us and bless us as we do this. All for the glory of God. Why? Because we want to have the leadership attitude of Christ.